Interview number three. I'm in Hockley as part of the Hockley Traders Association media collection, if you like, before, during and after the catwalk that's going to happen at Bar Bar. I've just called in next door to the charity shop to see Grace, and Grace said, you must go next door and speak to Thomas. I'm sorry. I'm with Thomas in Oxfam. You're going to tell me a little bit of history about this building first.
Yeah, the building is interesting. It was the first, or I think actually the second ever boot shop. Now, Boots, if you're a Nottingham person, is one of the sort of famous companies that began in Nottingham. I believe they had a very small shop. Their first ever one was just down the road a little bit. And when that sort of took off, this became their first ever kind of really big, prestigious kind of chemist, the like of which I don't think had ever been seen before. So it was filled with all sorts of sort of lotions and potions, but it was a real a place that people came, and it's now a listed building, and people do sort of still come here sort of for the heritage of the building. So
do you think in some ways that might have been some of the starting points for that kind of vibe for this sort of area, having something formidable like that?
Possibly. I believe Hockley was a real thriving shopping area, you know, to rival some of the other sort of bits of the city centre. I don't think it was kind of, it didn't have that quirky feel, I don't think, this was 100 years ago, which it's now kind of got. But as we were just talking, there are empty shops and things now, which I don't think was the case that time when it was a real thriving area, and it's now got a different feel, which we all love, the kind of quirky aspect to it, but we'd love to see it really thriving. At the moment it sort of struggles. It has kind of a good year and then a bad year, and it kind of goes up and down, but at the moment it's certainly not at its potential.
No, and what I'm finding from other people is that, you know, there's a constant reiteration to me is, you know, bring back the sort of soul to it. The independents need to be here. We need to be looking at initiatives to reduce the prices of the rent. There needs to be sort of initiatives in terms of moving in for 6 months free. Yeah. I mean, some of these buildings, the one next to 8 Goose Gate, 5 years.
Yeah. It's crazy. I don't think the mix is wrong. I'd like to see more retail. I think there's a lot of sort of cafes and bars and restaurants, which kind of is more the nighttime economy. That's great, but I think if the empty units could be filled with a few more shops as well to bring people down during the day, that would be fantastic. I think the mix is fine, but it's just filling the empty shops and kind of shouting about us and kind of getting people to come down here is the change.
And so signage for the area, I mean, getting a footfall to come around here.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, a simple thing that I've been sort of saying, I come in on the tram every day, and when you stop at Fletcher Gate, which is a very perfectly positioned tram stop for Hockley, but it doesn't say, because they say, you know, this stop for such and such and such and such, but it doesn't say for Hockley Village or Hockley Shopping. And I just think if they remembered that, you know, we are down here and we just need that extra bit of help, because it is just that little bit sort of, it takes a bit more effort for people to sort of come down here, and if they kind of just pushed it a little bit more, you know, that's what we need.
That's a really good tip. I like that. I like the idea of maybe, because they do it on subway trains in London, you know, get off here for the...
They do. I mean, they say certain things. I can't remember what they say at Fletcher Gate. They say for Broadmarsh or whatever, but people know about the Broadmarsh.
Yeah, yeah. Because they come here for that, they've heard it about it anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But Hockley, I mean, we've had this sort of debate about whether we should try and brand it as Hockley Village, which I actually do like. Yeah. Some people sort of say Hockley is, as you know, fine as it is or whatever, but something that kind of brings it together, and then that you could put that onto your social media, onto your leaflets if you did that, onto signage, so it was kind of a branding overall that allowed us to sort of punch a bit more.
Well, Neil said from the shop around the corner, he said, you know, literally, I'm heading down to the village.
Yeah,
you know,
feel, and that's exactly what we want. It's an alternative to the Primark, the mainstream kind of middle of town, which, you know, that's going to be there, but they can look after themselves, really. But we're trying to be something different, something independent, something more local, something a bit more people friendly, you know, kind of environment. So it kind of, to me, it ticks all the boxes that the council should be wanting to get behind, because we kind of got the green sort of agenda here, because it's kind of it's anti-car. You can't bring cars down here so much. So it's got all the things in place. It's just kind of that push that it needs, I think.
Thomas, thank you for your time.
No worries, thank you.